The governor's plan would preserve the Milwaukee School Board, albeit with limited powers. Doyle says the board would be a community voice for education, with the ability to ask questions or raise issues about school policy with the superintendent. But that mayorally appointed superintendent would handle bigger responsibilities, like the district's finances and its curriculum. Doyle says that's important because right now responsibility for the city's schools is too diffuse.
Reform moves a little in this direction, and then based on a change in the board or a change in the superintendent, then it moves a little bit in another direction. And I think what you really need to have is a superintendent with a clear line of authority, clear accountability, who can really consistently drive the changes that are needed day after day, week after week, year after year.
Five Milwaukee Democrats came out immediately in support of Doyle's plan. Others remain unconvinced. Milwaukee Representative Tamara Grigsby says that from what she's seen, the school board would be significantly stripped of its responsibilities.
And this, to me, that is comparable to eliminating the board. When you talk about taking away their fiscal duties, you talk about taking away their duties as it relates to collective bargaining, as it relates to curriculum, and giving those powers to the mayor, I'm not convinced that that is going to have any impact, any positive impact on the drastic education reform we really need to be talking about.
The governor said this change is needed if the state wants to compete for billions in federal education funding, although others contest that assertion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.